Go ahead.
Today we're gonna talk about abuse. Because a lot of women out there go through a lot of mental, physical, emotional abuse out here in America today, and they scared to talk about it and to let it go. And I feel like letting it go is gonna help you grow more in your life.
Only time I interrupt you. Do me a favor and introduce yourself to everybody.
My name is Ebony Herrera. I'm from Long Island, New York, and I've been upstate for about 2 years now. And I met Leslie through a friend, and I've been following her for 2 years now. And I get a lot out of following Les and stuff. But like we said, today we're going to talk about abuse and what I've been through and what I've seen. We're going to start off, I was about, I want to say maybe 9 years old. And that's when I really started seeing abuse. And I started seeing it with, now actually before 9 years old, because I used to see my aunt get beat up all the time by her husband. And I couldn't understand why he used to beat on her, and she was such a beautiful, sweet, young lady. You get what I'm saying? But as I started growing up and learning a lot of more things, it was drugs. You get what I'm saying? And whatever issues he was going through, he was taking it really out on her. And it was really, really sad, you know, to see my aunt walking around with black eyes and stuff like that. And I just always felt sorry for her. Then about like 9 years old, my sister got into a relationship with my nephew's father, and he was just a fucking total asshole. Very abusive. Used to like do my sister so dirty for no reason. And he used to be his mom too. And I'm like this boy is really crazy. You get what I'm saying? I mean, like, he used to literally be his mom like she was somebody out on the freaking street, yo. Like, and his mom was so nice and so sweet and so beautiful, and used to try to do whatever she could do for them, and he used to just do her dirty, yo. Like, I look back at all these days, like, God, how can you, like, bless somebody like that, that is an abuser, you get what I'm saying? And he's a mental everything. So he used to be my sister up real, real bad. And I can remember one incident where my sister was coming down the hallway of our house. He just, like, punched my sister like real hard, and my sister threw back. You get what I'm saying? And I've seen this, and I'm like, oh shit, like, you know, like, this motherfucker, like, but we used to tell my sister, like, to leave him, but she was in love with him. You get what I'm saying? And at that time of her life, she thought, you know, that was her escape from all the problems that she was going through in her life. And I remember another incident where they locked me in the room with them. And my sister was like, climb out the window and go call the cops. And I'm like, I wonder who's high. And I'm like, how the heck I'm a 10-year-old girl gonna get out this window without Mike breaking my arm or hurting my leg or whatever. And I used to always tell my sister, like, I'm tired of calling the cops. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be right back with him, you get what I'm saying? What's the point of me calling the cops? And you want to be right back with him. So this happened for so many years. You get what I'm saying? So my sister, I don't know how she got over him, how she got rid of him and stuff, but she just ended up going her way, and he ended up going his way because he used to be in and out of jail and stuff. So I guess that made it a little bit easier for her, but, like, you know, I always used to say, I'm not gonna let myself go through what I see my sister go through and my aunt went to. But I didn't. At the age of 16, I started getting beat by my ex-boyfriend. And it's sad because the first time he ever put his hands on me, my sister was there. And she was egging it on. And it had hurt me because I can't believe that my sister will egg this on like I deserved it. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm your baby sister. Like, really? I was angry for a while, but I had to look at it too. Like, this is my sister. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, very confused for a while on how should me and my sister relationship be. But me, I'm a family person, and I love my sister to death. So I guess I, like, blocked it out sometimes, but like if we had an argument or whatever, a couple of times, like I did bring it up to her, like, you know, that was fucked up what you did. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you like really egged that on, and that hurted me as a sister. So, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, me and him thought it was love. Knew it wasn't love because I don't see people go through it. You know what I'm saying? So I shouldn't have let myself go through it. But I was so broken and, you know, so destroyed on how my life was going and what was going on in my life at the time. I thought it was really okay. But it wasn't okay. You get what I'm saying? Because I used to tell him, like, why are you putting your hands on me? You get what I'm saying? Like, you're a woman beater. You get what I'm saying? Like, why? So this went on for about 8 years. This went on with me and her. And finally in 2007, he had a year left on a big bid he had to do. And my drug counselor was telling me, like, Ed, why do you still want to be bothered with this man? Like, every time I open your lodges, it's like, he want to kill you. You get what I'm saying? He was mad that I had another baby. I'm moving on. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to keep continuing on getting abused and going through mental abuse, physical abuse, and stuff like that. Like, I need to let go. So she was like, I mean, you got to do something. She's like, because he's going to end up wind up really killing you. And, you know, a couple of times he don't put a gun to my head and stuff like that. He used to rape me and shit like that. But, you know, people don't know what us women go through because we're scared to tell somebody else. You get what I'm saying? That they're going to believe us, you know. And then when I did come out and say, one of my friends, he's like, it's true. I really heard her telling him, like, no, get off of me. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, he vouched for me that it was going down like that. But, 2007, I was like, you know what, you gotta let it go. It gotta go. You're not gonna move on with your life. You're growing. You get what I'm saying? And you're learning more things because now your mind is clear and things. So you gotta make the decision that's gonna be best for you. So I stopped writing. And when I say when I let that part of my life go, it was like a big rock lifted off my shoulders. Fell in a pond, river, whatever, ocean, whatever, and my body was like, free at last. God Almighty, you are stress-free. You get what I'm saying? And when you have a lot of tension in your shoulders, that's nothing but stress. And you got to figure out a way to let that go and to move on because that shit will mess you up. And, you know, I have a lot of people that I know that be getting abused. And they scared, you get what I'm saying, to leave that relationship and things. But I feel like for us women, we got to stop looking into ourselves and learning how to love ourselves first and to sit with ourselves first. Because when you learn how to sit with yourself, after that, everything around you, your life is, you just gonna be, keep on moving on. Like things that used to really, really like attack you or bother you, it's really not even gonna bother you once you know that.
So let me ask you a question. For all the women and men, just people in general.
Yes, because I know some men that get abused too.
Me too.
So don't think that men can't be abused, because you got some women that have been the abuser and now
into the abuser.
And death.
Yeah.
So it can happen.
Let me ask you a question. When you were in the relationship, then in the middle of the relationship, not even thinking about leaving, right? How, looking back, did you feel like your mental state was on a regular basis?
It was cloudy. It was very cloudy because, you know, being a teenager out there, I was smoking weed, smoking dust, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we were just partying, having fun, and enjoying our life and stuff like that. But I knew this wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes I would have these breakdowns and stuff like that. And, you know,
it was kind of being
self-consistent.
Like, yeah. I know I shouldn't be.
But yeah, there's times right now in my life that I'd be like, I'm not supposed to be here. Why do I let myself continue to go through this? You get what I'm saying? And it's like, as you know these things, and you got to break away from these things. You know, so I just be asking about this.
So when you ask for it, you know it. You know that. So let me ask you one more question. Knowing what you know now, right, what would you tell a female that is in that's in that situation now? What would you tell her?
I would just tell any female right about now, if it happens first, get out. Don't stay, because they run up, oh, I love you, I'm sorry, I ain't going to ever do it again, and this and that, and then what? Be like, oh, okay, he said he's sorry, or he don't want to bought you something nice that you wanted and surprised you to get you back underneath his wing, and give it a week or two, and what? The same old thing is going on. So I could just say it's easy to tell you, you get what I'm saying, but everybody moves at their own pace. You get what I'm saying? But all I could just say, if it happens once, get out. Get out. Get out. It might be a lot of love involved or whatever, and it's going to be hard, but like, get out, because like I said, once they do it once, guarantee it's going to come back around again.
So let me ask you a question, because you just said it might be a lot of love involved. And I'm just as a reflection, do you honestly think that somebody treats you like that they really love you?
No, they don't. But you know, that's the way how we seen it at that time is, you know, they love us. Or,
I know, but do you see why I asked the question?
Yeah.
Because we do that. We disillusion ourselves to calling that love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right.
That's like, I feel like, and I ain't going to say this to be like contradicting myself, but if I'm going to go through any abuse, I'd rather go through a physical abuse, because the mental abuse is worse than physical abuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather go that mental.
So that's the stuff that. That's the stuff that replays over and over.
And you have a lot of people that play on your mental.
Yeah. There's a lot of relationships, you know, are like that. Especially if there's a physical aspect, the mental usually comes with it. So they have to control you and make you believe that, you know,
you're the one.
Yeah, exactly. If you'd have never did this, I would never pushed you in the face. Mm-hmm. You would never did this, I would never choke you.
Or if you wasn't out with your homegirls and would have been your ass home, you wouldn't have got hooked, that motherfucker said,
yeah.
Nigga, what? Who the hell that got to do with me after
you
have a life?
You know, it's we.
And you got your
exactly.
own issues.
You got your issues. Deal with. And so that's why I just asked you that question, because if you really take a step back and look for everybody or anybody that might be in the situation, really look at who you call love. Okay, because a lot of times we, us females, we're the ones that attach that love to the situation. Oh, I love this person. I love this person. I love this person. But they don't love you. But they're going to play along with you.
Because exactly. I love you. They're down inside. It's totally different.
Yeah, where the fuck? Because guess what? The things that I love, I can't imagine hurting. I can't imagine damaging. I can't imagine. I can't. Okay. think about it. Is there a situation that happened in particular that you can recall that made you feel like this is got to be the last straw? I feel. Even if you didn't leave after that, is there a situation that you could pinpoint that you were like, you know what?
Like I told you when I was in my program and my pastor kept telling me, like, just gonna end up telling me. Every time I open up a letter, I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I had to think about it, like, what if I'm in my head before? I already know he's crazy. You get what I'm saying? Right. And I just got that strength and I was like, it's time to let go of that chapter. And like I said, I just stopped writing and that whole year. And when he came out of jail, you know, it was.
Okay, tell us about that. Tell us about that process of when he came home and you knew he was home. Like, what were you going through emotionally?
Actually, I wasn't going through no emotions because I gave myself like a whole year, you know, like he was in jail and I was on the street and, you know, that the writing was our communication at that time. Right. Everything. And like I said, after I let that writing go and stopped the communication and started doing other avenues, that brick was like, and my body was like, hell mother freaking yeah.
So talk about your healing process. Like, you know, talk about you healing after that situation. Not just after the whole situation. Like, how was your healing?
Well, like, I'm still his friend to this day. You know, but like, we grew up and stuff like that. But, like.
Oh, but wait, can I say something? I think that's beautiful that you said that, though. And not saying like, oh, you know, everybody should go and be friends with somebody.
No, I even try to talk positive to him. And tell him about himself. And, you know, he's looking at me like, dang, this is what I messed up. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Because, like, me and you on a whole different wave path now. And you treating me so dirty. And I could still be friends with you because at the end of the day, before we started messing together, we were friends. So, like, my healing process was good. You know, like I said, when that rock was, my body was like, yeah, thank God Almighty, I'm free as ass, stress-free, for real, as like, and I used to tell everybody, you know, like, when I let Travis go, that rock, all of that tension, everything that I was holding, and it's just like, even though I was going through my own little situations, but I guess it was me and his situation that was holding all that stress on my body, because for me and him,
So it seems like you're in a pretty good place, you know, ever since. Like, how long has it been since?
My daughter is what, 15?
Oh,
yeah. So it's been.
Oh, yeah. That's a good time for you to get through. I mean, enough time for you to now be a good school. So is there anything that you want to tell anybody that might be looking, you know, any closing words for anybody?
I just want to tell all the women that are going through, you know, mental, physical, any type of abuse, and talk about it. Don't hold it in. Release it. Let it out. Because it's going to stagnate you. And it's going to keep you angry.
So, everybody, I'm going to keep this going. I'm going to come sit next to you for 2 hot seconds. Okay. So, I'm going to fucking fail. All right. So, everybody that was paying attention, everybody that was listening, thank y'all so much for tuning in. You'll be able to get these on the podcast, right? You'll be able to get all these on the podcast. I want to thank Ebony for coming in, right? I want to thank Ebony for coming by, telling her story. This is not easy, right? Somebody might be watching this or listening to this and go, oh, you know, she didn't really say much to do this and do that. It's a lot. to sit and let people in your life. There's a lot to be vulnerable and talk about what you're doing. So I can't think of anything. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm a team player.
We like team players around here. So guys, let's see. Does anybody have questions for Ebony? Let's see. Are there any questions for Ebony? Let's see. I forgot. What's asking if they have questions? So great. Kiana. Hi, Kiana. Hey, Bo. Who's down here? Man. Hi, man. Everybody, thank you guys for listening to me. Okay. Shy, you got to be in here for what those are saying.
You should watch.
Well, that's what I be saying. So I'm glad somebody's here. You can see what I be saying on my live. You see that?
Well, like, Eddie doing that to me too, so like the other day when we were doing a live, I'm like, why is she saying people are commenting and I can't see the comments?
Okay, you guys are in here. You know, Magalie, hey, so Bonnie, hey, Bonnie, baby. It says, how will you in a relationship with men after you leave? Okay, so Shaw wants to know how, you know,
Who's
my thought did you run in? Okay, so how was dating after the abuse?
Dating for me is, I'm not in an abusive relationship, but men be trying to play with the mental, and I'm very good with not fucking with my mental. I don't give a fuck who you is. You got to go. If you don't like what's coming out of my mouth and what I'm telling you and how I feel, then I don't know. But I've been I I'm in a relationship, but I've been dealing with somebody for like 7 years now. And
so let me ask you a question. Do you feel like that abusive situation emotionally did something to your career now when you think it's harder for you?
No, it's not harder for me to trust people because I'm a Scorpio and I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? And so many people have done to me dirty and stuff, and I'm still there. I don't know. They say us water signs and us Scorpios are very loving, kind people, and that is so very true because people be doing me dirty so many times, and I'm still there for people. But see, I can't let what people are doing to me define me and continue to grow the way how I want to go. So, you know.
Yeah. And that's commendable too, because a lot of times life, we let life alter us. We don't even realize life is altered us. That's a lot of these sessions that I do. People are like, oh my God, I didn't realize that that trauma is the reason why I'm doing this. So that's commendable.
But I can see abuse and I can see manipulation.
Yeah, you can see it coming. Mm-hmm. So that makes you go, oh no, mm-hmm. We're not doing that shit today. Mm-hmm. I already know what you're going to do. You not know what I do.
Mm-hmm. I'm already 10 steps ahead of you. Yeah. You know why? Because I'm already meeting you before you even think you're meeting me.
Yeah, see, that's dope because a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people can't do that. They can't step outside themselves and see people go with them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a November Scorpio. My birthday is November 14th.
Okay, that's Shy.
Yes, right
now, I love Shy. That's my dude right there. Where's Johnny? Hi, Johnny. I love you. Okay. Huh? I don't know where Pooh is.
Okay, the 19th. That's right. They all know. Scorpions, we be from a mile away and sit back and just like,
mm-hmm. Oh, my best friend, since high school was a Scorpio. So, trust me when I say, look, that's so funny. There goes Johnny. Didn't I just say, where's Johnny? There she goes, right there. Wifey just inboxed me on Instagram. That's mad funny. Okay, well, there you go. All right. So,
yes, we're very different. We're very different.
Yeah. Yeah, you spoke.
But we're very good, good people. They say we could be nasty. Right. They say we nasty. No, I have met some Scorpios and you put us together and you'd be like,
no,
you can't be a Scorpio because you don't act like that.
No, but every person is going to be different because of your top three, right? Everybody's going to be different because of your sun sign, your moon sign, and your ascending. And then when you start adding in Mars, Venus, your houses, okay, you'll have a Scorpio that acts more like a Taurus because of all the placements in their houses. And so, oh, I know. Trust me. So, okay. Anything else you want to say? No? You okay? You feel like you got it off?
Yes, I'm smiling. I'm going to have a good day. After news yesterday.
So. Okay. We love good news around here. You don't know what to do? But you don't know what to do? I want you to sit with him. I want you to sit with him and do this to him. But record, let him tell you as much as his life that he can go back before you tell him to do this. Why? Because your family needs that information.
And
yes. Don't let him die with your family. History.
I can imagine what he might tell me.
There you go. And that's my point.
From what I found out from my mother, I can imagine this. And then he's the Army veteran.
Yeah.
He's a World War II Army veteran.
Listen to me. You're sitting on gold. They didn't think you could know these. You're sitting on gold. Record your life. Record your life. Let him tell you his life. Let him tell you what he's thinking, his time in service. Everything. Let him tell you everything. You need that for yourself. Shit, let him do it when he's drunk. That might be the best time. You might get some shit you didn't bargain for. A drunk tongue tells no lies. Okay?
They show them.
Okay, there you
choo
go.
Because boy, when people get drunk, you're like,
you've been wanting to say that. Why you should have been saying that.
I don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how you really felt.
So let him just be. Let him be comfortable and let him. There's something there for you. It didn't tell me to say that. There's something there for you. Listen to that. Let him just be comfortable. Okay. Everybody that tuned in, okay, you guys are wonderful, amazing, dope individuals. Thank y'all so much for rocking out with me every week today. Okay, we appreciate y'all. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world, but y'all not. Y'all here with us. There you go. Okay, then you fucking have it, all right? Listen, so actually, you guys just stay tuned because there's another interview coming in about 15 minutes. So if you
pop in today, y'all.
Yeah, so if y'all just, well, because I don't usually go live, I just record them, but now I'm just going to do the live thing and record. So y'all get to see what's really going on. Because I think some of y'all think I'm doing shit with my life all day, and I don't know how. So, okay, so if y'all just stay tuned, there's going to be another interview coming up in a couple minutes, probably like 15 minutes. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Okay, thank y'all so much. I really appreciate y'all. I love everybody. Y'all know that. Right, I know how I leave you all the time, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet and everything in between. Okay, be healthy, guys, right? Be healthy, healthy, healthy. Our health is our true source of wealth. So if you don't have our health, you legit don't have anything else, okay? Your physical health affects your spiritual and emotional health, and your spiritual and emotional health affects your physical health. So just be healthy all across the board. All right, guys? Thank you so, so much. I'm out of here. Deuces.